Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Really? It's that time.
Today was Thursday.
No. It's Friday. Four hours, people. Just a couple of more, and then it's going to be 5 o'clock somewhere. You can get your drink on. You can get your gaming on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere now. It's always 5 p.m. somewhere.
That is true. It'll be 5 p.m. here. 10 a.m. I think if I break out the margaritas, people are going to start looking at me weird.
But I won't. Pass it around.
That is true. Who's going to see me?
Right?
Margarita during wait till afternoon.
I think the first day of spring break when we did the show, I was drinking a margarita. Yeah, that was fun. I don't know. Alcohol don't get me drunk. Just angry. So, anyway, it's...
No alcohol for Corey today. None.
Oh, God. Okay, so you all may be popping over to our site going, where the hell is GamerDatrix.com? Where is Gamer Girls Radio? That is because our host is being crazy this morning. I hope it should be up back in a few minutes. We are receiving some emails very slowly, like one every 2 minutes or some craziness. I am trying not to go nuclear. Ginger's trying to keep me calm. I'm rocking back and forth in the chair. That's all I got to say. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Margaritas all around.
Margaritas all around, baby.
Ridiculous.
All around.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Okay. That is ridiculous.
Ginger, divert my attention.
All right. Do you know what's out today, Corey? Do you know what's out? Have you heard?
The Game Boy Color Advance.
that's evil. Nintendo 3DS launch. Oh, yes. Today, all over the place, today. Yes. Nintendo brings 3DS, a dimensional shift to the world of entertainment on the 25th of March, 2011. That's today.
Yeah, and we would have had some pictures for the launch for you, but...
The company that changed the world of video game with touchscreen gaming in 2004 and motion-controlled gaming in 2006 now pioneers the next dimensional shift. On March 25th, Nintendo introduces portable entertainment in 3D without the need for special glasses. The Nintendo 3DS system will be available on either Cosmos Black or Aqua Blue. I like black. Just so you know, if anybody's out there and you know you happen to want to stalk Ginger and Lover...
I would normally ask for the black, but I gotta say the blue is looking tasty.
Is it?
It looks tasty. I think I might want a blue one. We are slowly coming back to life over here. I'm telling you, I'm mad. I'm trying not to be. It's one of those days where you just wake up and piss the hell off is stamped across your forehead.
I'm running on a lack of sleep because I was up too late gaming. But that's fine because it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's the last day of the Male Fashion Week. Okay. I'll go into that in a minute.
But wait. Wait, I must do this for the other people that are angry quickly. Okay.
There we go. And y'all had better be running around your offices screaming that right about now.
There's papers flying everywhere, pens. Somebody jumped up from their cubicle. Leroy!
Uh-huh.
I love it.
All right, so back to Nintendo. I kind of derailed there for us. No, it's us. All right, well, the Nintendo 3DS includes two screens. The bottom touch screen makes use of a telescoping stylus that is stored in the unit itself. The top screen displays 3D visuals to the naked eye. Looking at the screen is like peering through a window into a world where characters and objects have true depth. The system also has a 3D depth slider that lets players select the level of 3D they enjoy most. The 3D effect can be increased up to the highest level, scaled back to a more moderate setting, or even turned off completely, depending on the preference of the user. In addition to the familiar, WASD controller, the up, down, side, left, anyways, control pad and bottom button controls found on the previous Nintendo handhelds, Nintendo 3DS now also includes a circle pad, which provides a full 360 degrees of direction, giving it the freedom and precision needed to play games in 3D worlds. It brings the same degree of responsiveness that gamers enjoyed with Nintendo. When Nintendo introduced an analog control stick to navigate Mario through Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64 system. A built-in motion sensor and gyro sensor can react to the motion and tilt of the system. So when the players are twisting their systems side to side or moving them up and down, their motion-compatible Nintendo 3DS games respond instantly. No other system includes so many tools for game developers to create new and fun experiences for players. Two features will allow owners to stay connected in new ways, both to deliver bonus content to owners as they move around during their daily lives, so users might open up their systems at any moment to find new surprises. For owners who choose to activate it, the Street Pass feature is capable of exchanging game information with other Nintendo 3DS systems as owners pass one another during the day. Small packets of information can be exchanged using this data transfer method, such as Mii character data, maps for the games, high scores, and custom character data for different games. The Spot Pass feature can connect to compatible public hotspots and through a wireless broadband internet connection at home, even if the system is in sleep mode. Once connected, the Nintendo 3DS system will receive new content and update on a regular basis. Yes, Nintendo has partnered with a number of organizations to deliver this content, including Eurosport, Europe's leading sports and entertainment group, to bring engaging 3D sports videos to the Nintendo 3DS. Aardman Animations to provide a series of original Shaun the Sheep short movies in 3D, and British Sky Broadcasting to provide short-form content from Sky 3D to Nintendo 3DS. This is long. All right, so each Nintendo 3DS system comes preloaded with a variety of fun games, applications, and features, such as Nintendo 3DS Camera. Nintendo 3DS has three cameras. One camera points at the user, while two additional cameras point outward. These two outer cameras take photos in 3D. The fun built-in game Face Raiders asks users to shoot at funny depictions of their own faces. Nintendo 3DS, when put in sleep mode, can act as a pedometer, while letting users earn play coins for the steps they take that can be traded in for additional content in compatible games and applications.
That's hot right there.
That is pretty awesome. By accessing the activity log, users can check their steps as well as their playtime. With a Nintendo 3DS Sound, users can enjoy sound manipulation tools or enjoy listening to their MP3 or AAC music files. An upgraded internet browser will also be available via a system update. The Mii Maker application gives users new tools to create Mii characters even more easily. Users can either import Mii characters from their Wii systems using an SD memory card, or use the camera to take a picture of a person and have an automatic Mii character created. Aw, that's cute.
I got to tell you, I think I have over 3,000 Mii's on my Wii right now, so I don't want to be importing them from anywhere.
Oh, holy cow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and my favorite one is, I don't know who he is, but he's Michael Jackson. He actually does a few steps. It's really funny. So I don't know where he came from, but he's adorable. He's always in front doing his steps.
Oh, users can save their Mii characters to an SD memory card as pictures, which enables them to be used any way a digital photo would for personal use, such as a profile picture on social networking sites. The Nintendo eShop, through a system update, will offer access to downloadable games, including Nintendo DSiWare, and one specifically made for Nintendo 3DS. Also, just as the Virtual Console service on Wii makes retro games available for download, the Virtual Console games on Nintendo 3DS will be pulled from classic Game Boy and Game Boy Color games. Players will be able to view game videos, download demos for select games, and see how other consumers rated the games. The Nintendo eShop will use a cash-based system. Users can either input credit card information in the shop or purchase a Nintendo 3DS eShop card at retail locations. Yes. All right. So I hear I might be a little bit warbly. I'm sorry. You know how it goes. Blog talk.
You're not anymore. See, as soon as I sent it, then it cleared right up.
Nintendo 3DS comes with 6 augmented reality cards called AR cards. When 2 outer cameras are pointed at the cards, they read the cards and superimpose images and animations onto the scene. So the user shouldn't be surprised if they see a dragon popping out of their kitchen tables. Developers can also use this technology to add creative experiences to their games. Built-in parental controls, we love those, can be used to limit internet access or some of the wireless functions. By using a PIN code, parents can also turn off the 3D function altogether or limit the ratings of games that their kids can play. Yes, I love that. Thank you, Nintendo.
Hint, hint, Apple. Maybe you need to be paying attention.
Fans of online play will be happy to learn that the friend codes for Nintendo 3DS are specific to each Nintendo 3DS system, not each game. Once friends
trade
hardware codes, at any time they can check their friends list to see which of their friends are online and what they are playing. Nintendo 3DS can also play Nintendo DS game cards with their original 2D visuals. The system also includes a slot for an SD memory card to help users get started. Every system comes with a 2 gigabyte SD memory card. The owners can provide whatever size they like. Using a service that will be provided after the hardware's launch, Nintendo DSi and Nintendo DSi XL owners will be able to transfer games downloaded from the Nintendo DSi shop onto their Nintendo 3DS systems. During the launch window, which is going to be between March 25th and E3 Expo in early June, more than 30 games will be available to Nintendo 3DS owners. All right, so these include Nintendo-created games like Pilot Wings Resort, which has players soaring acrobatically over iconic Woohoo Island, Nintendogs, plus cats, a new version of the Nintendo DS Classic with a feline enhancement, a Steel Driver, a side-scrolling submarine adventure that gives the illusion that players that the player is peering into an aquarium. Other Nintendo 3DS games in the works include The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, 3D,
yes.
Star Fox 64 3D, Kid Icarus Uprising, and the new installments of the Mario Kart, Animal Crossing, and Paper Mario series. Nintendo 3DS also enjoys some of the strongest third-party support of any system launch. A partial list of titles coming soon to the Nintendo 3DS includes Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition and Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D Edition from Capcom, The Sims 3 and Madden NFL Football from Electronic Arts, PES 2011 3D, Pro Evolution Soccer from Konami, Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars from LucasArts, Ridge Racer 3D from Namco Bandai, Super Monkey Ball 3D, Crush 3D, Thor, God of Thunder from Sega, Puzzle Bob Universe from Square Enix Company, Samurai Warriors, Chronicles, and Dead or Alive Dimensions from Timco, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3D, Rayman 3D, Asphalt 3D, Combat of Giants, Dinosaurs 3D, James Noir Hollywood Crimes, Driver and Renegade, and Rabbids 3D from Ubisoft. Okay, I'm all out of oxygen, and I'm down at the very end of it. Yay!
People on Twitter are ready to cut you. You know that, right?
It was so long. I did not expect that to be so long. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. That's all your news for today. That's all you get.
She's just trying to make sure you're covered, guys, since they're being crazy with the site. Hey, they just sent me an email saying it's re-enabled. Don't you love that? But it is not.
Oh, the liars. Y'all have no idea how many news stories. And see, that one just puts them all together. That way I don't have to read the 5 different ones.
Mm-hmm. Hotness, hot, mad. Okay. So you crazy people out there that want to rob people, GameStop in particular. Well, Game Politics put this story up. They were talking about a father and son team who actually the father and son were wanted for robbing several locations, GameStop locations in North Carolina and South Carolina. The son, who is 18-year-old Sean Douglas Hefner, was nabbed by police, but his father, Douglas Hefner, had remained at large. A third person, 19-year-old Thomas Douglas Barr, was apprehended at the same time as Sean Douglas. It looks like the police caught the dirty daytime, can't say it, caught the father. And Douglas Scott Heffner was...
Friday, we can say it.
Yeah, the things, there's a string of expletives I want to say, I will not say. Douglas Scott Heffner was arrested Wednesday on outstanding warrants from the York County Sheriff's Office and other jurisdictions. Senior Heffner, of course, was caught by police after trying to sell the video games he stole from GameStop to GameStop in Greensboro, South Carolina. He looks dumb in the picture. According to police, about $60,000 in stolen merchandise was recovered during his arrest. Some of it had already been reported stolen from multiple GameStop stores, and police say that the three men are responsible for the theft of 8 cars and a dozen break-ins in North Carolina since the fall of 2009.
Additional, in other words, you're saying these guys have a very shallow gene pool.
Yeah, inbreeding. Additionally, Angela Barr was charged with 3 counts of chop shop altering, destroying, or disguising a vehicle ID number, and 3 counts of receiving stolen goods. All 3 men are being held at York County Detention Center, while Angela Barr, who I'm assuming, she's the wife of Thomas Douglas Barr, the father.
This sounds nice. That's a really good, heartwarming, family sharing story. You know, that's what I want to do, you know, with my family. I want to go out and rob stores and hurt people and steal cars and just be a general waste of oxygen.
Well, here's what makes it really stupid. You're going to go to jail for $60,000. Now, you best believe if I was going to be a criminal, it wouldn't be that I got caught for $60,000. $60 million, maybe. If I'm going down, it's going to have to be I went for the big score. Why I only have to do it once? 60,000? People, come on. I could spend 60,000 in about 2 seconds. I wouldn't even have to look at it while I was doing it. So, okay. Ugh, disgusted. Moving along. Ginger, what else you got? Love for you. Away from Nintendo today.
No more from Nintendo. No more from Nintendo. I swear. I promise. Okay, actually, this is coming from GamePolitics.com. It's a very nice story. I figure, you know, we need a good one. Gamers Heart Japan gives mad love to Japan, promotes relief efforts. The global video game community comes together in early April to show its love for Japan and to raise awareness for relief efforts via a special project called Gamers Heart Japan. Gamers Heart Japan is a 60-minute special with 60-minute special, which will premiere on April 3rd and will offer interviews with veteran game industry journalists from all over the world, as well as some of the top video game developers on the planet. Game journalists and game makers participating will share their thoughts on the incredible work and talented creators from the Japanese video game development scene and show how much love they have for the country that brought us some of the most iconic game characters and systems in history. Gamers Heart Japan, interviewees will talk about the past, present, and future of Japan and remind viewers that the country needs every game around the world to donate whatever they can to help the country as it struggles with the worst natural disaster in the history of the world.
Very true.
Donations for the Red Cross in your area can be made through GamersHeartJapan.com, the website. Gamers Heart Japan will feature interviews and support from over 30 outlets and publications. This is going to be starting April 3rd, including G4, Sci-Fi Australia, Space, this is from Canada, Music Plus Canada, GameTrailers.com, IGN.com, GameSpot, oh yeah, so much more. I could go down the list. This is a really long list. Anyways, a lot of people, over 30 outlets, like I said. So you want to check this all out, head over to GamersHeartJapan.com. See, I can make it short. I can.
Trying to figure out what the date is. Does anybody know what the date is?
26?
I think I'm a day behind or something. I swear it's the
24th?
It's got to be the 25th. I'm terrible today. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to grab a video.
This.
Yeah, we should know this. I agree. We both
should
know.
It is the 25th. It's 25th.
Okay. Yay.
Yay for the 25th! Yay for us having no idea what day it is.
Great. Okay, so you guys have read our review for Cities in Motion, yeah? Paradox Interactive? If you haven't, you should do so.
Mm-hmm. I know them. I like them. They're so nice.
We love them.
So awesome.
Yes, we very much love them. They're one of our favorite companies. Make excellent games. So in any case, They're asking, would you like to win a trip for two to the City of Motion of your choice?
Yes, I would.
Well, Paradox Interactive and Colossal Ordered Limited today announced an exciting new contest for all the Cities in Motion transit moguls out there, with one grand prize winner being offered the chance to escape to one of the four European cities, Vienna, Helsinki, Berlin, or Amsterdam, which is featured in the acclaimed mass production, public transportation simulator. To enter, all you'll have to do is create a customized map using the map editor in Cities in Motion. Oh, I may have to download and do that. Okay, a jury comprised of team members from the Colossal Order and Paradox Interactive will choose a winner. All submissions, of course, must be turned in by April 15th. And once our site has been fully resurrected from the dead, then we will post up all the links for you so you can go enter. We'll put it in our contest section, make it easy for you to find so you don't have to sift through all the news. Yay!
Yay, because, you know, you don't have to sift through all the news.
Yeah, if we get a chance to put up any today, I'm mad.
She's going to cut somebody. I'm going to try to keep the knives away from her people, but I don't promise a thing. So y'all just might want to watch your step. Just a little bit.
Well,
it's Friday. Let's talk about some parties.
Parties?
Oh, yes, parties. First ever digital Shoreditch Festival launched with support from Yuki. I already read that line. The 3rd to the 7th of May 2011, Shoreditch London, the countdown has begun to turn Shoreditch into a pulsating digital playground for the very first digital Shoreditch Festival this May. The festival will showcase the outstanding creativity thriving within London's digital community. Through a series of open houses, massive projections, interactive artworks, pioneering augmented reality games, and late-night digital parties, culminating in a one-day summit. These events provide an exceptional opportunity for companies, creatives, and entrepreneurs to make business connections, host open houses, and meet the digital superstars and innovators that make Shoreditch the UK's premier production capital. Tickets are now available at digitalshoreditch.com. UKIE members will receive a 10% discount and should visit ukie.org.uk/digitalshoreditch for more information. Creatives can also sign up here to host an open house. So what all are they going to be doing? Looks like they got a couple of things going. The Digital Shoreditch Summit. This climax of the festival will bring together the brains, the creatives, and the visionaries behind the vibrant digital Shoreditch economy. The summit will explore some of the key issues driving the bottom line for digital entrepreneurs today. The Family Day, an exhibition to engage and inspire children and families with outstanding and digital interactives, installations, and artworks from local creatives, companies, and studios. ThingMakers, a conference and exhibition bringing together the thought leaders and key innovators of 3D printing technologies for the first time. SCAMP, a conference of ideas, inspiration, and mashup hosted by She Says, looking at how digital is influencing other creative industries and how other industries are driving digital innovation. And then finally, the Digital Short... oh, boy, I almost said the wrong word there. Digital Shoreditch Clothing Party. I stopped myself. The Digital Shoreditch Clothing Party is a gathering to celebrate the first ever Digital Shoreditch with music from Patch Williams, DJ Jigsaw, Stereo Addiction, and Hello Mexico. So again, you want to find out what all is going on and where you can sign up and pay for your tickets, head over to www.digitalshoreditch.com/calendar. And that's where you can find all the events and just the regular website. You can sign up for the tickets, pay, all that fun stuff. So head over there. Go do that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I might not want to be muted when talking.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be really helpful. So, okay, so the 3DS, of course, launched in the UK, not here today, before we have people start tearing out their hair and running it down to the store. Oh, my God. You know, I forgot. I didn't take today off like I was planning to do. It's in the UK today. You got two more days to wait here. 27th here.
Oop, my bad.
No, not your bad. It's launched, just not for us. Not yet. But Nintendo, of course, Nintendo's UK marketing manager, James Honeywell, was talking to Games Industry. Speaking to Eurogamer. Wrong site, girl. He was telling the press that he's confident that the UK stocks will last through the weekend. He has been reassuring. He says we should reassure shoppers. So I'm reassuring you, you UK people, that stock levels are well in excess of the expected demand, with the pre-orders not even affecting shelf stock of the 3D handheld. He says we have well in excess of the pre-orders available. I know we haven't published an actual number, and I know there have been a lot of reports that they're talking about numbers. All of those numbers are way short the actual number. So there's literally no reason why you won't be able to go out on the weekend and buy one in the UK. Our reports had placed pre-order figures at around 140K, with Amazon announcing that the handheld outstripped all previous consoles in pre-order numbers. Damn. The pre-order, in fact, even with fake numbers, way low. Amazing. Anyway, they're saying there's plenty of 3DSs for you UK people. Don't panic. They don't tend to panic anyway. You never really hear about them having fights outside the store. They, you know, nice.
Yeah, Nintendo is usually pretty nice. The people you tend to run into is at holidays, crazy moms trying to get that last gift.
Well, I mean, people in the UK in general, I never, never hear these stories from them that they were fighting. It's us crazy Americans who still live in a
wild world.
So I don't think there'll be a problem. I'm hoping somebody I know goes and picks up a 3DS. I'm talking to you in particular. You know who you are. Send me pictures.
I'm jealous.
Call me and do the thing in the ear so I can be, I'm going to be jealous, but at least, you know.
That's not fair. All right.
Wait a minute. It's time for us to take a quick break. We got about 3 minutes, and I'm going to take a break.
It's break time. See, I'm on a roll today. I'm just do.
I'm trying not to be mad, but people's about to get cut, I'm telling you.
Don't cut them. Give me the knives. Give me the knives, Corey. Give me the knife.
I will not be giving you the knife. I'm trying to find out.
Trouble. See, I tried.
This is a song for them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yo. Oh, no. You did. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me. Never. Oh, no. You did. Payback is a-coming. You will be running forever. Oh, no. You did. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh, no. You did. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
All right, we're going to keep this break short and sweet, since this has turned into the Nintendo News Hour, which is fine by me.
No idea. Seriously, that was running like 5 stories together in one. It was great.
It's not just you. I'm looking at the email that we have back now, and there's like umpteen press releases.
Nintendo News out the wazoo? Yeah.
It's not even here in the U.S. The craze has begun, let me just tell you. Oh,
craze has begun. You guys are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're all involved. We all want to be crazy. We all want to 3D crazy.
Nintendo, I want to be 3D crazy, but, you know, you should just send me that. And, you know, I'll talk about it. I'll take pictures. It'll be awesome.
I finally managed to grab this link. And as soon as you do this story, I'm going to share this with the lovely people because it has to be shared. Go ahead. Do your story.
Competition week in Project Blackout continues with new content and in-game events and even more exhibition matches. SG Interactive, developer and publisher of several popular free-to-play games, today announced that new game content and in-game event and an exhibition match hosted by the World Online Gaming League, WOGL, are all coming online to online FPS Project Blackout. Ooh, I haven't played that one. The WOGL match comes hot on the heels of a tournament showdown between SG Interactive Game Masters and representatives of Raptor. I cannot talk today. As with that competition, the WOGL exhibition match will be broadcast live, so fans everywhere can catch all the gunslinging action along with an interview with Game Master Loki. The exhibition will take place at 5 p.m. PST today and can be viewed at wogl.tv. Fans who tune into the exhibition match may notice new game content on display, including the dreaded Thomas and M4 line of assault rifles, which are now available in-game. Those wanting to get in on the action are welcome to take part in Operation Slaughter, an event open now and running until April 6th, which will reward players points for both kills and minutes played during the event. Qualifying players will be entered into a raffle with the chance to win an iPad 2, an Alienware laptop, or one of 10 permanent special in-game weapons. Right, so where am I going after the show? I'm headed over to projectblackout.net to check out the game. Love me some free-to-play games and FPS. Oh, boy, yes. Uh-huh.
There's a zombie one that was really good that we put up on the site during Halloween, so you might want to check that one out. It's really, really good. I only got to play it for a few minutes because that was a busy week, too, like this one, but it was really good. And I have forgotten the name of it because it's been since Halloween. Okay. Well, apparently somebody in Germany listens to the show. I don't know who they are or why. No accounting for taste. But they took our idea, and they are doing what we have been suggesting someone do. They're going to host a competition called Make the Game. I think I might have even said that name, too. Basically, they're saying you can make and compete, or compete in making the game competition for developers. They're looking for up to 5 games. Now, the winners can look forward to a publishing contract for global marketing rights with a value up to 1 million, whatever this currency is in Germany. I don't really care because 1 million anywhere is pretty damn good. And with up to 250K for it's a non-refundable advance royalty payment, and they'll give you a 750K advertising budget for print and online ads. They're saying their company, and it looks like they're a marketing company and putting forth the cash, but they're saying they have access to over 5 million readers, 16 print magazines, and 14 major online portals, and they're all waiting for your game. You can check this out. Well, let me give you some more details. I guess it wouldn't hurt. Okay, so you have to be registered by the 15th of April. There is an online form. You'll receive a package of information via email after you register. And they're saying, please note, you can only register games that are not yet published. So you can already have your game made. They want you to complete your browser / social game. See, that was an important step you needed to know. It's a social game. You submit it along with all the necessary documents, video instructions, and the complete game by June 30th. Only participants who meet that deadline can submit the final product, right? Then a jury will decide in July who won or who's met the registration process. You'll be notified, and then the winners will be chosen at Gamescom over in Germany August of this year. And they're saying Comtech Media AG will present the potential winners with publishing contracts to transfer the global marketing rights. Fantastic.
That does sound pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the marketing, of course, for your game, if you win, starts in September, and you should reach over 5 million folk, and I am very excited. I want to watch this. I've been seeing this ad for this company for the past month, and I keep trying to click on it, but we're doing the news was when I notice it. Whenever I think of it is when we're doing the news. So I finally got it this morning. I said, I have to share, and I wonder if I can get a team together and do that, enter the contest for this. Any girls out there feel like making a game? I got a book full of ideas, chicks. Anyway, well, hopefully, whenever you people host, I'm trying to be nice. I am. I really am. Whenever you host and people decide to give us our site back, then we'll put that up for you. I'll make sure I put that somewhere where you guys can.
Holding it hostage.
wait. It's all right. Finally. Okay.
It's back, baby.
With 10 minutes left. We're not even live yet.
I know.
That's an hour. It might have been more because, you know, I just got up. I don't know. I was up late gaming, too. Oh, and I will have something up about that over the weekend. Oh, I found the most amazing MMO in Second Life. I'm home.
I want to go check that out. Oh, yeah.
I earned XP. I earned a level last night.
Did you?
And all I was doing was role-playing.
That is hot. That is awesome.
Tomorrow I hunt for fairies. You bitches better hunt.
Why the fairies? Why always the fairies?
It's a quest. It's a quest. And, you know, I'm a human. I can hunt for fairies.
Quests?
Yes, they have quests.
Sold. I'm so there.
It's an MMO, and it's very old school. Like EverQuest, you have to eat and sleep.
Oh, it's awesome now, people. Uh-huh.
Make me a halberd weapon. Oh, yes. I love me a good halberd.
Hot.
Halberd and petticoats is what I'm talking about. Gotta start wearing. Okay, see, now I'm feeling a little better, but I'm still angry. After the show, no, y'all come get you.
Yes. See, after the show, you go kill you some fairies. It'll be all good.
Yes, I can't kill them until tomorrow. We got a fashion show this morning. Wait a minute, don't we?
Not for a few hours.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, we got a watermark, like, whoa. All
right. Yeah.
Bird zapper.
Because we got to move along.
Namco Bandai Games America Incorporated, a leading global publisher and developer of interactive content, today announced the launch of Bird Zapper, the newest iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch title. Developed by Namco Bandai Games, Romanian studio Namco Bandai Networks Romania. Okay. Anyways, this title sparks the beginning of the company's 2011 entry into completely new properties. As a universal app, the game is available for 99 cents. To build on the accessibility, slow down, Ginger, breathe. Of Bird Zapper, the game will also be available on Android later this spring. In this addicting March 3rd title, players help Skippy the squirrel zap pesky birds that have hijacked the power lines, causing a power outage in his comfortable home. Swiping the same colored birds with voltage as they line up will cause them to be electrocuted and disappear. Bird Zapper is an addictive, cute game with three different game modes. You've got Survival, which swipe quickly before the power meter goes too low. Blitz, obtain the highest score in 60 seconds. Zen, which is no time limits or score. So special attacks help Skippy freeze, target, and bomb the birds to clear them from the power lines. Game Center achievements are also tracked, allowing players to share their scores with friends. Yes, cute. Charleston Choi, Vice President of Marketing of Namco Bandai Games, says it's important that we focus heavily on brand new IPs that will intrigue a broader audience. With Bird Zapper, we wanted to take advantage of the user-friendly capabilities of the portable gaming platform provides so that anyone that owns an iOS or Android device can easily pick up the game and become addicted. Yeah, so looks like you can find out more on Facebook.com, BirdZapper.com, NamcoBandaiGames.com, and, again, it's 99 cents on the App Store, Universal, and it's 99 cents, looks like today. So head over there, go check that out.
All right. I think we got time for one more. I'm mad.
Maybe, possibly.
Okay, so... apparently, Yuta Games releases a new time management game called Yuta Survivor 2. I don't know what happened to 1. We might have mentioned 1 on here. I just don't remember. It's a very oddly named game, but these are our people over in Hilversum. They're Dutch, if you're wondering where Hilversum is. They're Dutch.
Dutch. Yay!
They're saying the sequel to the popular time management game Yuta Survivor that was released back in October 2010. Hello?
I'm here. I just
girl,
my
girl, you know, it's one of those days. You can't just be doing it.
I need to cough. People don't need to hear me cough.
Yes, we do. We love you. Okay, so anyway, Yuta Survivor is now released on yutagames.com. Will be available for worldwide release on the 15th of May. Like the first part, Yuta Survivor 2 is developed by a team of Yuta Games Studio and Skopje Macedonia. I'm hoping I said that right.
Macedonia.
Skopje. And the game shows again the experience Yuta Games has in developing casual games with high-quality 3D design, very addictive gameplay, lots of challenges, and fun elements. In Yuta Survivor 2, the stakes are higher and the fun is doubled. In this game, there are 2 playable characters, 2 modes, and plenty of new exciting additions. The game takes the player several years takes place several years after the events of Yuta Survivor 1, and the player needs to go back to the island that has been transformed by a mysterious force. As the main protagonist, you can choose your character and sculpt it to your liking, acquiring powerful items as the game progresses. By leaving your family behind, you're fighting a battle against time to save them, as well as the friendly tribe you know so well from the first game as well. So they're saying that they had all these ideas they couldn't stick in the first one, so they've put it in the second one. They can say at 24 hours after the release of here, Part 2, it's already doing very well. Also, they're saying the main storyline goes into more depth with the players that finish the game are rewarded with a great experience, and they don't want to ruin it for you, so we're not going to tell you what it is. So again,
that's just teasing.
Yes, it is. Sometimes it's good to tease, but you got to give up the goods, too.
Give them up.
Yes, so you could go and check them out at udagames.com, and it is just like it sounds, UYOUDAGames.com. I'm going to need for you to come up with a new name. The game looks interesting. You can try it for free on their website. Their site's nice and clean and stuff.
I like try for free.
Yeah. And they have a couple of other games on their they have over 20 titles, they're saying. And they have a lot of simulator. I've played that good game cafe. I'm going to say y'all need to work on that one a little more. I'm just saying. And the other one who made, is this there? Yeah, they made Business Tycoon Online, if you guys have ever seen that on Facebook. Yeah, that's them. So check it out.
All right.
They have a Facebook, a Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you got about 3 minutes. Do it.
All right. Homefront sells 1 million units, ships 2.5 million worldwide. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they pulled it from Joystick. THQ announced today that its game Homefront has sold 1 million units since its release and has shipped 2.4 million to retail. While the company did not divulge specific platform numbers, the news is no doubt a relief to the company and to the New York City-based Chaos Studio that developed it. Of course, that million in sales is from several regions, including North America, Europe, and Asia. It also did not hurt that Homefront was the top-selling game in the UK last week, according to ChartTrack. The THQ president and CEO, Brian Farrell, in an announcement says, "We are very pleased with strong worldwide shipments and sell-through for Homefront, and we continue to fulfill new retail orders for the game across the globe." So this is awesome. Way to go, THQ and Chaos Studios. I think this is pretty awesome. The commentator here does add that hopefully this news will keep Chaos Studios open for a while longer. THQ had hinted that it might consolidate its New York studio with its studio in Canada. Y'all don't want to go to Canada. Y'all want to come down to Texas. That's what y'all want to do. Come down
That's
here.
That's exactly what they want to do. They meant to say Texas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We've got some cornbread. We got some steaks. Dude, we got some steaks. We'll give you some sweet tea on ice. That'll be good. Come on.
She said sweet tea. See, that's how you know she's a real Texan. Only real Texans say sweet tea. The rest of you just assume it's sweet, but see, in Texas, it's not always sweet.
Mm-mm. Not always sweet.
Not always. Well, it is time for us to go on Friday. As you see, we have your same syndrome. On Friday, you know, where you can't focus, you can't concentrate because you're ready to go home. Mm. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing here. We want to go and play games. We're already home, but we want to play games. So...
watermarking, like umpteen photos.
Stop reminding me. I'm trying not to think about it. I'm focused and say maybe I got some brownies or something in there I can eat to make me feel better.
Oh, I've got cheesecake I can make.
I don't like cheesecake, so you're on your own.
Oh, girl, it's cheesecake. It's not a cake. It's not a pie. It's cheesecake. It's epic.
I'm going to go out there and say, no, I'm not into the cheesecake.
Come on, people. All right, forums now. Go. Cheesecake. It's cheesecake better. Cheesecake is the best cake pie thing ever, right? Yes, go. Tell me. Tell me all about it. That's all right. That's
all right. Yeah, she's going to come to my new MMO and slice me in the back when I'm not looking. That's what's going to happen there.
Better grab everything I can.
Oh, I love you, Ginger. Don't cut me in the back.
Can I help you cut that girl?
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about that girl.
This is going to be good.
No.
What?
Again, we're going to have a new
grab
section.
And peel.
A sex in the virtual city.
Grab and peel.
You've got to check that out. Oh, God. Come on.
Grab and peel.
Oh, the SL drama is amazing.
Grab and peel.
And of course, you can always join us on us in Second Life, Corey Mills, and your co-star.
I will make you a nice
She walks in the room and drama happens. Bad girl.
I know, but it's so much fun.
I am not a mental moron.
Hello. See you guys. Oh, I just think it's looking out for before we get cut off on Monday. You guys have been asking for it, complaining. You're just complaining. Tomorrow, I mean Monday, you'll have a longer show.
Yay!
Longer news.
From the
I would appreciate it.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye. Later, guys.